This is Ozarks at Large, and this is from the first moments of yesterday's weekly briefing with Governor Asa Hutchinson regarding COVID-19.
Let me start off by saying there's not very little good news in today's numbers.
The governor about to announce another day with more than 1,400 combined confirmed and probable new cases of the virus, also told reporters and residents listening and watching statewide that the trend for Arkansas is not good and there is much work to do as we move further into autumn and closer to the holidays. Using his now familiar slides to explain the state's virus numbers, he cautioned that numbers of cases will probably continue to rise in the immediate future.
This is a little bit of a warning for the future because I know this is hard to see, but on the last column there, you can see our testing is not as high as it, I mean, it's high, but you know, if we tested more, the cases very likely would have been more as well. And so I expect to be more tests come in over the next 24 hours as the weekend activity and those tests start coming in from that.
And those cases the governor expects to be confirmed in the near future are likely rooted in the near past of Halloween and other gatherings. Dr. Jose Romero, the state's Secretary of Health, says Halloween should serve as a lesson for other holidays coming up, ones with more opportunities for indoor gatherings.
The activities that we're going, have gone from that, and this is a harbinger. This is something that we may see even more significantly as we enter into Thanksgiving and the Christmas and New Year holidays. So we are concerned about this.
He also stresses against taking loved ones who live in assisted living facilities out of those living situations for holiday gatherings. He says the virus is too persistent, too prevalent, and too dangerous for people in the most vulnerable demographics when it comes to COVID-19.
Roughly speaking, there is a 3% increased chance that you could become infected and become and die. We have seen an increase in the number of deaths since the liberalization of the visitor restrictions in nursing homes, and we're concerned that this is going to continue. So at this time, I, as Secretary of Health, am not recommending that this be done for the upcoming holidays.
Johnny Key, Arkansas's Secretary of Education, says last week 21 schools in Arkansas modified their learning situations because of positive cases, an increase from just 6 modifications the week before. He says during the first 2 days of this week, there have already been more than a dozen such modifications. He also says a rumor that has spread during the last week about schools going all virtual after Thanksgiving is just that, a rumor. He says the Department of Education has made no such recommendation to the governor. The governor says houses of worship need to have parishioners wear masks at all times, except for those medically exempt. And he warns that unmasked singing of hymns is a primary driver of transmission in places of worship. As for any new approaches to battling the spread, the governor says the state is increasing messaging. But for now, he is primarily staying with his mantra from the past several months: wear a mask, stay socially distant, and wash your hands frequently. The Tuesday report from the Arkansas Department of Health included 20 counties with more than 20 new cases and 3 counties, including Washington and Benton, with more than 100 new cases. Since the pandemic began, there have been more than 2,100 confirmed and probable deaths from COVID-19 in Arkansas, more than 2/3 of those deaths in people 65 and over. But the governor reminds the spread of the disease is among all age groups.
Young people, you can get it and you don't know you have it. You're asymptomatic. You think life is normal and you could be giving that to an elderly person that you love very much.
You can see the entire briefing at the governor's YouTube page.